thoughts on everything going on with Johnny back then?
I don't really have any thoughts on that. I mean, that's like a little brother to me. He's a really good kid, and you know, I think you know, people are being a little bit too hard on him, but at the same time, you know, it's like my dad always said, I don't look at, you know, who's right or who's wrong. I look at what you do to put yourself in that situation. But like I said, Johnny's a really good kid, and he's gonna play. He's like, he's boring. Like, there's some things you can coach, but he has something that you can't coach, you're just born with. So I'm just ready for them to get back to football, and that way, you know, all the spotlight can be off of him and get back to his play.
You feel like he put himself in that situation, or is he kind of getting picked on a little bit?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not down there no more, so I can't really just comment on it like that. All I know is, like, what type of person he is. He's a really good kid, great team leader. He's the leader down there, and, you know, he's a ball player. And so that's all I can really say about it.
Demontre, some of the guys, you know, when they've been asked about you, coaches and other players, have said, you know, he's doing well, but he still has some growing up or some maturing to do. How do you take that? What do you take from comments like that?
I take it for what it is, exactly what they're saying. They're exactly right, you know. I do got a lot more maturing to do, you know. I try not to harp on the fact that I'm only 20, but at the same time, you know, it's certain things that you can only get with age and wisdom, and they try to shed light on that, which I try to, you know, absorb it all in. But at the same time, you know, I'm going to have my nicks and bruises if I learn from them, which I would like to think that I am.
There's quite a tradition of defensive ends around here. You feel kind of fortunate to be in this group?
Oh, yeah. I feel truly blessed and honored just to be in this group. Like, you know, you have a lot of tremendous guys that came through here. Michael Strahan, LT, you got Justin Tuck, JPP, Kiwi Akinul. You got a lot of people that didn't came through this program and that are still here. And such a vast group of knowledge that, you know, that's really exciting just to be in there and just to learn from them and soak up, like, all their words of wisdom and see what they do.
You haven't had the chance yet to be on the practice field with JPP. You anxious to see him when he gets out there?
I am, you know, just like everybody is, but it's not the fact that I'm so excited of him to get back out on the field. I'm excited because, you know, he's still in my meeting rooms. He's still out there, like, coaching us up. Like, even though he's not out there and actually doing it, you're not learning from his experience. He's over there talking words of wisdom. Like, okay, this is what happened to me. This is how it looked and stuff. So I soak all that in. So it can only get better once he's finally able to get back out there on the field.
I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like it's been too long, you know. I feel like I ain't played this game in years, so, you know, I'm just ready to get back out there and just play football.